Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tim, right now in Washington, we're seeing the east wing of the White House, which was built in 1902 and was expanded back in 1942, currently being demolished to include a new White House State Ballroom down the road. Just want to, first off, get your thoughts in terms of the work that is going on at the White House and what you feel is being done to not just a historically relevant building in our nation, but also a politically significant one, too.
Sure. First off, it's lawless. Something like this, a president or even a governor summarily demolishing part of the executive mansion, which of course is not directly owned by the occupant. It's owned by either the state or the nation where that building is. And the White House is it's federal property, so it's owned by all of us. And the current occupant does not have the right to simply go in and demolish it and a significant section of it. In this case, we have something that's without precedent. And we have, I think everyone can agree, that we have a president who's acting unlike any previous president in terms of how he interprets his right to do as he pleases. And we know that the Supreme Court, in a different case, said he has presumptive immunity for acts that he undertakes as President of the United States. And we have seen in different things, whether it's tariffs or calling out the National Guard, that he, by proclaiming emergencies, using laws from the 18th century, he's claiming he can do these acts. They're in court right now. But in a case of a building demolition, everyone knows once the building's down, there's really no recourse. And a lot of times people say, well, it's moot, the thing is down. And in the context of our current president, the Supreme Court at the end of the day may say, well, he did it as a presidential act. And of course, that's what he would argue. He would come up with some reason why it was a national emergency that he do so. But it's a travesty. We've never seen something like that. And particularly Washington, it's our national capital. So there are layers of regulations to preserve what all Americans want to see. You know, it's one of the most famous buildings on the planet, you know, the White House. And unlike a lot of stuff that's going on to us, you know, we're in the middle of the forest. We see all these acts every day that's going on. That's not the case with people overseas. But I have relatives in two different countries in Europe. And it's all over the news there, particularly this White House event, that he has demolished the East Wing of the White House. So it has much more resonance as a you know, kind of a projection of power for its own sake. Like, look at this guy. He's just going out and demolishing this because he can. That's one aspect. And then the next aspect that it's people here are talking about, but also people internationally, is simply the scale of what is to come, who's paying for it, and a number of things. And, you know, the East Wing, when we think about the White House, the images that we see, it's the main portico or the Rose Garden portico that's in our mind's eye. This is the executive mansion. This building, this East Wing, yes, it's going to be off to the side, but it is going to dwarf the executive mansion, the rest of it. I mean, from drawings that I've seen, it is huge. And it will be a challenge, certainly, to crop that out of any picture or image of the White House.
Talking about the demolition of the East Wing of the White House, what will this potentially say about the future of preservation efforts? I know that Buffalo is one of the main cities of preservation efforts really across the nation, but what do you think that demolition efforts like this in Washington might say about how preservation efforts are looked upon going forward?
Well, again, what's happening in Washington now is, and President Trump is sui generis, he's kind of one of a kind, and you know, Washington has some of the best architectural, landscape architectural design minds in the country who donate their services both on the federal level, you know, reviewing things that are going on federal land in Washington, as well as the rest of the District of Columbia on the local level there. So they're experts with pedigrees that are really difficult to top. Locally in New York State, has, you know, very good historic preservation laws that were passed in the 60s based on the National Historic Preservation Act. And Buffalo's local legislation, in turn, is based on the state's. And we have these safeguards, but, you know, rarely do you see someone locally or in New York State going ahead and demolishing something overnight. We do have workarounds, which, of course, I think everyone's aware of what we feel to this day was the improper demolition, for example, of the Great Northern Grain Elevator and emergency demolition. I believe in that case that Mayor Brown was given the correct information. He was dead wrong in insisting that there was emergency. I think that the judge who oversaw the case, he refused to accept the information that there was no emergency. And I think the demolition process, when it occurred, you can see that the building, no matter how much of it they tore down, whatever remained was could have remained standing for 1,000 years because of the type of construction. So we do see people, and you know, I believe, in my opinion, that they weren't acting in good faith, and that occasionally happens, and there have to be safeguards on it. And usually, you know, the backstop locally is the courts. And unfortunately, I also think, you know, the court decision was a poor decision. But in this case in Washington, geez, there was no opportunity. One day, the demolition equipment showed up. The next day, most of the building was down, and right now, all of it is down.
Do you feel that there could be some concern that the work that's ongoing at the East Wing of the White House could put a dent or maybe change the conversation about preservation efforts, whether it be here in Buffalo or just in general, with maybe more people saying, well, maybe it is fine to look at a building and maybe try to modernize it somehow over time rather than trying to keep it as it is, so on and so forth?
Well, first off, I would say in a sense, my hope is that it's just the opposite. People see the purpose of historic preservation laws and the necessity to have proper reverence and deference to historic structures and historic monuments because of what they represent for us. I mean, whether it's our city hall, for example, which today people couldn't imagine, you know, demolishing part of it, or the Great Northern, or part of the Richardson complex. These are our calling cards. It's a reason why a lot of people visit Buffalo. For us, it can fill us with pride, and you know, it's symbolizing Buffalo's status. Our park system is a landmark park system. This is what our leaders of the past bequeathed onto us, and it is our role and our job to celebrate the individuals who did this, but also to recognize that they did it in Buffalo, New York, with a system that was set in place to last in perpetuity. No one designs a Delaware Park or you know, a South Park thinking, okay, I'm just doing this for the next 20 years. You're thinking, this is our gift to the future. That's what people building City Hall in 1932 were saying. They were saying, man, this building, this is going to encapsulate everything we believe Buffalo is and everything we want the future to think about what Buffalo stands for. It's all embodied in that building from, you know, the architecture, but certainly also the decoration on the inside, across the portico in front of the building, just as every element of the White House or the U.S. Capitol speaks to American values. And I think the shock of what happened was here we had an actor who apparently didn't have any reverence for that at all, didn't want to listen to it, and, you know, just wants his own Palace of Versailles.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.